When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Boys and girls, over here, to my right, to your left, it is the one and only Big Will Koontz.
Greetings. Happy to be here. Hi, Johnny B. And we have a special guest with us.
And you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hide your fat girls. It's Isaiah Chavez. There it is.
I learned so much about Isaiah in those few moments that you were outside of the studio.
Uh-huh.
Did you know?
Probably.
I don't think you knew this.
Okay.
Did you know, he goes, yeah, I'm doing a leadership committee thing, class. And I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, but it's all black, though. It's all black.
I'm sorry?
And I went, that's what I said. That's when I got my attention. I go, what? I said, so what are you doing there? And he goes, I'm black.
Huh?
And I went, what? And he said, yeah, I'm black.
Huh?
Did you know that?
What?
Right. That's what I said.
Surprise. Oh, no. I'm an Oreo. I'm
okay,
as you
what
can
is
see,
that
it's I'm right on the outside, black on the inside.
No.
That explains a huge dong.
There you go.
Please, I need to understand what the hell's going on here.
All right, so my mother, my biological mother, she's black.
Okay.
And I popped out like this. Now,
hold on. What, your biological dad?
Is black, but also I have some right in the family, and that's what I got.
Some Republicans?
Wait, your biological father and biological mother are black.
Yes. And there's some white above. Yeah, well...
I mean, I don't want to question you,
but... Look at that. That's my brother.
I mean, I can kind of see it.
That's not your brother. That's JR.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
We're all brothers. Your last name's Chavez, so I thought maybe Hispanic.
So the reason why I got the Chavez name is because I was adopted into a Hispanic family.
Damn.
I didn't know. This is another thing I learned. Isaiah is adopted.
Oh, I knew he was adopted.
I did not know that.
Yep. They felt bad for me. They were like, ooh, that ugly child. Oh, we actually get paid by the government if we take that guy? Okay, well, we'll take him.
So all those times I was calling you the N-word and I was feeling a little bit bad about it, you should have said something to me. I mean, it was off air. I mean, I was using the hard A, you know?
Can't do that.
Ah, I feel like real asshole now.
So wait a minute. I mean, like, I don't know if people have seen Isaiah, but I think I'm darker than Isaiah.
I mean,
I got more of a tan than Isaiah.
If somebody were to guess who the black guy was on the show right now,
yeah,
I mean, most people would say me.
Okay.
I mean, even when SBK was on the show, he was like, Johnny B is the second blackest person on this station.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like right now we should play a special.
It's time for everybody's favorite wacky audio game
that pretty much proves you're a racist piece of shit.
Let's play Black
or White.
Oh my god, all this time Isaiah you were pulling clips and not one time did you put a clip of yourself up in the folder.
No.
why would you do that? You could have stumped the world.
We stumped pretty a lot of people.
Yeah. But you just stumped Will and I after I've known you for 10 years.
Yeah, you have known me for a decade.
Good God. I feel so duped right now.
I mean, I still feel like I'm kind of doubting him a little bit.
No.
And I shouldn't, I guess, but I mean, your brother.
Surprise.
Your brother, you showed us a photo. He's black.
Yep.
He looks like dark Hispanic, though, like Dominican.
Well, it's still black. I mean... I think it would still categorize in the black category.
Yeah, I would say he's black, yeah.
But
handsome.
Yeah, good looking kid. But Isaiah's not.
Totally threw me, dude.
I thought Chavez, you know, you kind of look like a Chavez.
I do. I can easily say I'm Hispanic.
I look like it.
That's what I thought. I thought that I knew you were adopted, but I thought you know, your biological parents were probably of some sort of a Central American or South American or maybe a Caribbean descent.
But, I thought Puerto Rican was what I was thinking.
Or Plant City, you know, something.
I thought Puerto Rican mixed with Plant City.
Yeah, a little. Maybe a little Dover in there. Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, a little bit.
This is a real curveball. Like, if somebody were to, like, if Mo came out and said, I got to tell you, I'm really white. Nobody would even bat an eye. They go, yeah, we know.
Don't do that to him.
What?
Isaiah, come here. I want to do a one for one skin comparison because I've been sitting out in the sun.
Oh, yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I haven't been out the sun at all.
All right, come here.
Let's see. Well, the sun's not fair. Pull your penises out and set them side by side.
that I can't do. I know that I'm losing.
He is black. He is black.
I think I'm darker than Isaiah.
No, definitely pigment. Yes.
Wow.
But you run outside every day.
I do.
Yeah. Isaiah's hiding under fat girls. Lots of shade.
Wow.
Hey, I'm not dating any chick. I'm single.
I know. But when you do, you go big.
Well, I think now we can say happy Juneteenth to Isaiah and also happy Pride Month.
Yep.
Because he's black and gay.
That is so nice.
That's very nice.
What? It's a hell of a combo platter. Hell yeah, right. Dude. This is my diversity hire for the week.
Shocking. I'm glad this is the late night show.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's all I can say.
We're DEI-ing it up right now, kids.
Yep.
And here we go. This is actually my biological aunt and uncle.
Damn! I mean...
But they can't be biological, both aunt... Like, one's by marriage, right?
No.
No, it's brother and sister.
Oh, I see. I thought they might have been married. I see.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I can see you kind of look like the dude there. Baldies.
But he don't look 100% black to me. He looks
a little blacker.
A little Derek Jeter-y to me.
Yes. Yep. Are you sure you're not maybe like a quarter?
Yeah.
I don't want to question.
I don't want to do any of those 22s and me's because they go straight to the government.
And the broad, your biological sister, she looks a little Kamala, a little. You know what I mean? Not like 100. Not 100. Like, it looks like there's a little sprinkle of saffron.
But that's your adoptive mom there?
Yeah.
Okay, this is bad for radio because we're looking at...
That's okay. I'm describing him. I'm painting a picture here. We got Derek Jeter-y. He looks like Don Pablo and Derek Jeter
had a
baby.
Wait. Your biological mom is the lady in the blue.
No. That's adoptive. My adoptive.
Yeah, I see.
And what's her connection to the people your
Isaiah is?
Aunt and uncle.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I know that's you.
This is biological.
Yeah.
So did she adopt the whole lot?
No, she adopted me. However, it took around 20 years for me to actually find them, too.
That's racist to assume that you can get, like, a buy one, get two free.
That's not how I meant it. It is, but it's not how I meant it.
God help.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the Johnny B Show.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We're back, everybody. We're back. I got, like, 5 messages after last night's show saying... I think the old Johnny B Show is back. I really enjoyed.
That was good times.
Yeah.
I had a really good time last night.
It was very gay, very Pride Month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We did an hour and 15 minutes on which local news men we would we would hook up with.
Okay.
And we went down the list, boy. Except we left Bay News 9 out to the end.
Accidentally. Didn't mean to.
Well, save the best for last, I guess.
I got to be honest, though. They weren't all that Bay News fine. You know what I'm saying?
True.
They weren't as good as WTSP, I'll tell you that much,
mm-hmm,
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of stuff happening tonight. We will be playing a game. Maybe we'll bring back Black or White. I have a trivia game, but I have tickets for this Saturday, the Carrollwood Culture Center, which is a cool little theater where they do all kinds of performances, but they have comedy night, and I will be part of the comedy show this weekend. This officially kicks off my Dirty Jokes tour, where I'll be having my book and I'll be signing them after the show and all that. That'll be happening this Saturday. And I got a couple of pairs of tickets I'll be giving away from now until Friday night. And we'll figure out a way to give away a pair. So if you're in the North Tampa area and you want to play a game, you want to win some tickets, come see Dada on Saturday with other comics that are from Tampa. It's called the Homegrown Show. So you got Chuck Glass, Jacoby Bruton, and Michael Murillo, and myself, all folks born in Tampa and went to high school in Tampa. And it's pretty cool. We got a Tampa Catholic guy. We got a Robinson guy. And
go TC.
Then we got myself, a Hillsboro guy. I don't know, Murillo, I think he went to some sort of a Jewish Community Center or something.
Makes sense.
I don't know.
Yep.
Either way, we have all that. We got the big story. We got what the hell news. We have so much content. We don't know what to do, man.
Got Mosh at 11.
Mosh at 11, baby. Hell yep. Yeah, girl.
I called into his radio show tonight.
What?
Yep.
You talked to Mikey FLA and yep. Schmitty and Beatbox Bob and all them?
Only Mike and Bob and Mosh.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
I got it. All right. How'd that go? How'd it go?
It was good. Yeah, it was fun.
Sounds good. Let's do the big story today, because this is a big one, Will. It's a really, really big one. Should have everybody concerned. Big story of the day. Isaiah's black! I mean, kind of did overshadow even as big as this story.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was doing the messing with the wide orbit system we have here to get it set up for how we, you know, the format that we do.
Yeah.
And I just went, like, short-circuited when he told me that.
You did.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. It was kind of, no offense, Isaiah, but I was kind of passively listening, not really. I was doing the wide orbit thing. And then you said that, and I just, like, perked up and went,
what?
What?
Zoinks!
Surprise.
Yeah, I was waiting for a punchline, dude, for real. I was waiting for him to go, like, oh, my penis. Oh, there's another one with him and his brother. Yep. Look at that!
It's literally as noticeable as black and white.
Do they pick on you because you are so light?
No.
Like they call you yellow or
no,
red
actually,
bone
we make fun of it because people don't believe it.
I know when I went to Hillsboro, my nickname was Red for a while, like with the football players and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't understand it because I didn't have like red hair or anything. And I was like, why are they calling me Red? You know, it's weird. And I asked one of the football coaches one day, I go, hey, man, why is everybody calling me Red? And he goes, cuz, man, you red bone. And I go, what? And then he called me the N-word. He said, you're a red bone N-word. Because I was the only white guy, you know.
Wow.
And they were close enough.
And they just, that was their way of accepting me in 1989 or whatever.
Yeah.
Shoot, I was the only one.
Were you like, hell yeah.
Dude, I felt great.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Uh-huh.
You're one of them.
That was one of those times, you know, where I felt really accepted. Most of the time growing up in my neighborhood, I was running from black people. They were trying to kill me.
Right.
You know, it was tough on the one white family. You
yeah,
know?
I went to Ridgecrest Elementary School in Largo, which is kind of in the black neighborhood there in Baskins.
Sure.
That was great. And, like, I had a bunch of black friends back then.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a gang.
Yeah, dude.
And everyone was like, it was called, like, the Dogs, I think it was.
We were the Cool Cats.
Oh, about that?
Good thing we didn't meet up.
Yeah, no kidding.
We definitely would have fought.
I want to be cool.
And then we were like, everybody was like, I'm B-Dog for bad dog. And I was like, I'm going to be G-Dog for guard dog.
Gringo dog.
Gringo guard dog. And then we all showed off our tattoos. And I was like, check it out. Look
tattoos.
At me. Look at me. Hanging with my black friends at Ridgecrest Elementary.
And,
this is great.
I can't even see your tattoos.
Yeah. And then 6th grade was fine. And then in 7th grade, they showed a movie.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, was it hold on. They showed that movie with Michael Rapaport in the tower.
No. It was, history. Think history.
Mississippi Burning?
No, not in 7th grade.
My dad took me to see that at the theater,
oh
and we
God.
Were the only two white people.
Oh, no.
Because my dad grew up in Ponce de Leon Projects in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad was very kind of liberal back in the 80s and 90s, you know?
Yeah.
And my dad was, you know, he was like, wanted to teach me. He was very good about teaching. Like, his best friend was a black guy named Earl, you know what I mean? And then he had another really good friend named Jim, both black guys. So it wasn't like I had to be taught. You know, to, you know, that everybody's, that's how it was just around me all the time. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think, oh, that's cool. My dad's friends are black. I just thought, okay, that's Jim and Earl. Big deal.
Yeah.
But he took me because he wanted me to get a little history lesson. We went in there. It was a Varsity 6 movie theater on, I think it's Nebraska Avenue or Florida Avenue, way back in the day. Old people like me, they'll know Varsity 6. And we went in there and we were the only two white people and it was a full movie theater. And we watched this movie with Gene Hackman. It's just all about these church burnings.
Oh, I know. I've seen it. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, terrible. I'm like 12 years old. I'm apologizing to strangers after the movie. And my dad's getting embarrassed. My dad's like, stop apologizing. They know you weren't there. You know, like, stop.
it's funny how times have changed.
And I'm real sorry, man.
You get up and the lights come on.
Please don't
you get
kill
up to
me.
Walk away. Everybody's just arms folded looking
for real.
At you. You're just like, hi. I'm really sorry.
I turned into Chris Farley. Kill Whitey.
I didn't know.
I had no idea what was happening here.
Well, everybody was doing great at Ridgecrest Elementary and into Largo Middle School, where we all went. And then all of a sudden, Miss Bush in seventh grade showed
always
a film.
A Miss Bush.
Yeah. She showed a film called Roots.
Oh no! Uh-oh.
And it was.
What a bit!
Yeah. And seriously, after that, it was weird.
Dude!
Around, like, everybody was fine. Like, everybody was fine. I mean, I only have my perspective here, so maybe there was stuff going on that I don't know about, obviously, but. From my point of view, everybody was just intermixing, having a good time, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden, like literally two periods later, Robert Lowry's squared up with Jimmy.
Jesus.
And they're going, like, I'm just like, what is going on? And then it was weird.
He's like, after your name that, is Toby.
He may have. He was a jerk.
Yeah.
Jimmy was a jerk. So,
wow.
Listen, it's unfortunate, but, you know, that's history.
You know what? What turned my neighborhood around, like I say I got chased, and I did, right? There was a lot of racial tension in the 80s, obviously. But I would say 80% of my experience was positive. I'd say 80% of the people in my neighborhood were my friends. They have my back.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It was 1980s?
Yeah. Late
worse,
70s,
worse
all of the
then
80s.
Or worse now? As far as just the attitudes towards...
I'd say it's worse then.
Really?
Yeah, I think when you look at social media or mainstream media now, it looks way worse on the surface.
Yeah.
But when you really get to the real people, I think most people are pretty much cool now. Almost everybody. Like, seriously, you don't see it. You just don't. I don't see the hate towards races on either side. And I talk to people all the time. They don't see it. I don't see it as far as, like, you know, I know there's discrimination. I know there's racism. I know there's homophobia. I just don't think it's as prominent as it was. I think it was worse for gay people in the 80s. I think it was worse for black people in the 80s. I think it was worse for a lot of people in the 80s. But my experience was 80% of the people in my neighborhood loved me. We got along. They had my back. We were great friends. But then those, like, 20% were like, nah, you're white, so we have to fight. And I'm like, well, there's like 15 of you, and it's just me and my brother, you know. Like,
maybe like, really
they'd be like, so. And my brother Tim, nut job, big kid too, big man now. You know, he's a giant boy. My brother wasn't scared of anything. Like, they would come up and be like, hey man, you can't play on our basketball court, and I'd be like, okay,
bye bye,
see you later, then
home to mommy.
That's what I would do. I was very, you know, I was a sensible person.
You didn't get your feelings hurt.
Oh, I didn't like it, but yeah. I wasn't going to get my ass kicked if I didn't have to.
Right, right.
And, you know, back in the 80s, there was a code of respect. They wouldn't always just jump you. They would give
they'd
you, like,
you know,
a 10-second countdown.
A gentleman's, like,
yeah.
If you don't get out of here, we're going to kick your ass.
Yeah, I remember that. And they would have fun with the countdown, too. I remember one time we were playing up basketball at Edison Elementary on a weekend day, and these 10 guys came up. And it wasn't all black guys. It was just one of the gangs in our neighborhood. It was a good mix. It was a good equitable gang. It was a couple of Hispanics, probably, you know, 5 or 6 black guys, 3 or 4 white guys, right? But they were mean guys.
Yeah.
And they walk up, and it was my brother and his best friend Richard Bird, who was a skinny nerd, and me. And they were like, "Hey, this is our turf," because that was like a real thing people said in the early 80s. And I'm like, well, sorry.
Did not know that.
Sorry, that we're trespassing. Clearly, I'll take my ball and go home. Sorry about that, you know. Hey, guys, have a great day. And my brother's like, we ain't going anywhere, dude. This is public property. We're playing basketball. If you guys want to play with us, you could call down. And I'm like, Tim's crazy, guys. He don't mean that. I look over. I'm going to, like, talk to Richard Bird, right? Let's see what he thinks.
Wasn't Richard Byrd the name of that senator?
Maybe.
Or maybe it's Robert Byrd.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah,
but
anyway.
The one thing Richard had that was over everybody, he was the fastest kid in our neighborhood. Like, literally, he played wide receiver on our youth football team because he could outrun everybody. He couldn't play football. He was just fast. And I turn around to say something to Richard, like, hey, talk some sense into Tim. He gone.
Right.
He gone. He left a goddamn roadrunner trail. Pew!
Smart.
Right. Yeah, he's smart. I wasn't that fast. I was fast for a fat kid. So I go, okay, now I don't want to just abandon my brother.
Yeah.
So they're at like, they're counting down. They go, you got 10 seconds. They're at like six at this point. They're like, you know, seven, six. And I go, Tim, come on, dude. Let's just ride out, bro. We got to go home and play some Atari or something. You know what I mean? Like, come on. And he's like, no, man.
How old were you?
I was probably nine.
And how old was 10 years Tim? Old.
3 years older than me, 12, 13.
Tim was like a civil rights leader.
Dude, he did not care.
He was
care.
Like, I'll take the beat.
He did not care. I got jumped in eighth grade. He took two steak knives out of our kitchen and ran down to where the guys jumped me and was going to, like, I don't know.
Kill him?
Ninja fight him. Yeah, I don't know.
Give him a nice slash.
Crazy man. Anyway, so he just stood there with his arms folded. Like Randy Arozarena that just scored a walk-off home run, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He just got his arms folded. I'm like, Tim, come on, dude. He's like, nah, man. Nah. So I thought, I had to think quick. I go, okay, well, if I run, they like to chase.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll just chase me and leave Tim alone.
That's a terrible plan.
Dude, it worked.
No.
Yeah, dude. So I take off. Pyong! I'm just waddling my fat ass as quickly as possible. But I can move for a little fat kid. And I'm pyong! And I'm trying to get home. I'm like four blocks away from our house, right? And I look over my shoulder, and they're running around Tim. They didn't even touch him. Coming for me.
Wow.
Yeah. So I knew I wouldn't be able to outrun these guys, but I was.
Because it was like honorable, I guess, right? Like they were like, this guy is like Jon Snow standing firm, and then this guy's the coward that ran away. This is not honorable. Well, we got to show him, we got to give him a lesson.
It's a mix. I think part of it was, do we really want to mess with this guy that's not afraid to fight 10 of us? Because he might kill two of us. Or, like you said, I think it's the thrill of the hunt. It's like, okay, well, this is no fun. We beat this guy up. He's not scared. It's much more fun to chase down a fat rabbit and then kick him into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's way more fun. I want that. You know, I don't want an easy one. Plus, like I said, they had to have a little bit in the back of their head of like, this guy, there's a reason.
Tim didn't chase you back down and run and defend your honor?
He walked.
Well, oh, because you left him.
Well, no. Tim knew that I wasn't going to get caught because I wasn't fast, but I was very crafty. I was probably the best hide-and-seek player in our neighborhood for survival reasons. So I knew these guys would catch me if I just kept running. So I ran through some backyards and ended up hiding under a lady's house with rats and asbestos and everything under her house. And I just stayed under her house for an hour until they got tired and they went back.
And they didn't catch you.
Nah. And then I came out of the house and there's Tim standing outside the lady's yard. He goes, you've been in there a while. And I go, what's wrong with you? We could have just walked away from the goddamn playground.
He stood his ground.
He did.
He was brave. I mean, maybe stupid, but he was brave.
That was my brother, man. Crazy. They used to call him CC.
What did that stand for?
Crazy Cracker.
Crazy Cracker, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuts, dude.
Or Creeper Chavez.
Don't be trying to take my brother's glory, dude.
Okay.
Big story of the day. Canada is falling, everybody.
Finally.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.